Well, hello guys. It's great to be able to talk to some of my people out there when I'm drinking a beer. I don't know, maybe nobody's out there listening. Now, I've got a couple of news items for you tonight, and I'll put the links down below as usual. Now, here's a femon in the thumbnail. Now, she's 54 years old. Now, obviously, she doesn't dress like 54 years old. That's because she wants to be young again. So she booked an operation in Turkey for a gastric band. Of course, they could work hard at it and diet themselves, but most femons want their cake and eat it too, and they don't want too much effort. She thinks by slimming down, she will look all young again and get the male gaze again like she used to have. Of course, the trouble is none of these sort of operations work. You know, the nip and tuck. Because nature gave the magic to the femons for a short time. And when the war comes, it's over. And nothing, and I mean nothing, will ever bring it back. And that's not the male's fault. But I know everything else is. Blame it on the femon DNA. Anyway, unfortunately, she died on the operating table in Turkey. Very unfortunate, so her dream will never come true. But these femons seem to be looking for a quick fix. And there's enough stories about people going to Turkey and getting, well, dead. Yeah, it's cheaper. But how cheap is your life? The thing is, a lot of these older femons could dress slightly different, maybe a bit classier. Maybe not let it all hang out like they used to. Maybe just show some damn class, some matureness, sophistication, and men would appreciate that. But 54-year-old femons trying to act like 22 is a bit ridiculous. But femons will do anything to get the male attention, and I mean anything. So here's another femon. She's 33-year-old and she was a nurse at a hospital. And she's just been found guilty of killing 7 babies. But my suspicion is there was many, many more. But of course she still maintains her innocence, even though all the proof is there. But femons generally never admit of their guilt, do they? Take responsibility what they have done. She will consider herself the victim, of course. But people were saying, because this trial went on forever, people were saying, how come she got away with it for so long? Because there was proof before. Why didn't somebody say something? You see, femons create a persona about themselves. You know, that butter wouldn't melt in their mouth and their goody-two-shoes. All of them create this type of persona. They play-act at somebody they probably would like to be. But these femons are good at play-acting, good at manipulating, good at deceiving. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. And a lot of people just couldn't believe that this femon would do such a thing. Believe it, gentlemen. Believe it. There's loads of femons just like this femon walking amongst us. And they play-act at being princesses. Because if they acted like they really were, nobody would have anything to do with them. How can any person kill a defenseless child or baby and keep doing it? Of course, she's not the only person in the medical system that has done this. You've got to ask yourself, do these people get into these positions to do that, or does it happen when they're in it? Anyway, her picture looks like she's having a whale of a time. She's a real nice person, and she wouldn't hurt a fly. But here's another picture. This one looks like it may be her mugshot. But as you can see, the face looks completely different. Her persona is different completely, as you know. Sometimes the mask slips. All you guys should never ever trust a femon 100%. They are professional deceivers, manipulators, liars. It's about time a lot of men out there realize the real true femon nature. It's all out there to see now. They're not even trying to hide it. Protect yourself, guys, lest you become the victim. Remember that the next femon you go on a date with. Is she really like that, or is she just acting like that to make you like her so she can get close? And then, snap, the trap shut.